Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, the podcast where ordinary discoveries unravel extraordinary truths.
Tonight's story begins with something small, something fragile, en all family photograph.
But what it reveals will force one woman to question everything she thought she knew about her childhood.
This is The Forgotten Twin.
Isabel Clark was helping her mother clean out the attic of the family home. The house was nearly a century old, its beams groaning with age, its corners filled with dust and boxes left untouched for decades. They were sorting through a chest of photo albums when Isabel noticed a loose stack of black and white photographs. The images were faded, curling at the edges, but one caught her attention immediately. It showed her as a toddler, barely 2 years old, sitting on the grass in a white dress. Beside her sat another child, a little boy, about the same age, with the same round cheeks, the same eyes.
"What is this?"
Isabel asked, holding the photo up to her mother. Her mother froze. "That's you," she said quickly, taking the photo from Isabel's hand.
"Just you."
Isabel frowned.
"No, Mom. Look closer."
"That's me, and someone else.
Who is he?"
Her mother shook her head.
"It's a trick of the photo. Shadow.
Don't think too much of it." She slipped the picture into her pocket and changed the subject. But Isabel couldn't forget. That night, she searched through every family album, every shoebox of photos she could find. Her mother had carefully organized them: birthdays, holidays, school plays, but the photograph of the little boy never appeared again.
Still, she couldn't shake the memory of the boy's face.
He wasn't just similar. He was identical. The next day, Isabel confronted her father. "Dad," she asked, "did I have a brother?" He looked startled, then smiled sadly. "Your mother never wanted to talk about it."
"But yes. You had a twin.
His name was Samuel." The name felt heavy, as if it had been waiting years to be spoken.
"What happened to him?" she whispered.
Her father's eyes grew distant.
"He died when you were very young. Illness.
We thought it best not to tell you. It was too painful for your mother." Isabel sat in stunned silence. Her entire life, she had been an only child.
Or so she thought.
In the weeks that followed, strange things began to happen. At night, Isabel sometimes heard faint laughter echoing through the hallways, though no one was there. In mirrors, for just a flicker of a second, she saw the shadow of a boy beside her shoulder. Once, while half asleep, she swore she heard a voice whisper, "I'm still here." Was it her imagination?
Or something more?
Driven by equal par Firen Longing, Isabel Duc Dipper.
She searched hospital records, archives, even asked distant relatives. Many stayed silent, uncomfortable. But one aunt finally told her the truth. Samuel hadn't died of illness. One night, at just 3 years old, he had vanished from his crib. No sign of forced entry.
No body ever found.
Just gone.
And the family, broken with grief, had buried the story.
Now, every time Isabel looks at her reflection, she wonders about the face that should have grown beside hers.
She feels the absence like a phantom limb, missing, but never forgotten.
And sometimes, in the quiet of the night, she swears she hears him again.
Her twin.
The brother she never knew.
Still waiting to be remembered. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected.